19章, 18章, 17章, 对不对, 17章。
So now then we go to Revelation chapter 17.
那里讲的巴比伦是宗教的巴比伦。
We see here this is the religious Babylon.
但到了18章的时候呢,
in chapter 18,
是政治的巴比伦,
it's a political Babylon.
而且也是经济的巴比伦。
It's also economical Babylon.
所以弟兄姊妹, 你要问说政治的巴比伦从哪里来的呢?
So where is the political Babylon?
你读创世纪第十章就很清楚。
Just read Genesis chapter 10.
那到那个时候已经到处都是拜偶像的了。
By that time, they all worship idols.
偶像从哪里带来的?
Where did idols come from?
偶像是从巴比伦来的。
Idols come from Babylon.
那么你记不记得神就在巴比伦向亚伯拉罕显现?
So do you remember that God revealed himself to Abraham in Babylon?
然后亚伯拉罕才发现,
then Abraham realized,
原来宇宙中只有一位真神。
In the world there's only one real God.
真神创造了天地。
And it's the true God that created the universe.
荣耀的神向亚伯拉罕显现的时候,
The eternal God revealed himself to
Abraham. The God of glory.
God of glory revealed
向他显现的时候,
to Abraham.
结果你看见他就离开了迦南族。
Then he left the Ur of Chaldea.
他再也不在以弗拉底河那边。
So then he was no longer at Euphrates.
所以什么叫做希伯来人呢?
So what is a Hebrew?
Who is the first Hebrew? 谁是第一个希伯来人呢?
Who is the first Hebrew?
亚伯拉罕。
It's Abraham.
那么希伯来人什么意思呢?
What does Hebrew mean?
希伯来人就是过河的意思。
It means crossing the river.
哪一条河呢?
Which river?
以弗拉底河。
Euphrates River.
所以弟兄姊妹,
so brothers,
你看见现在, 当你看见这个全地都是满了偶像的时候,
so when you see the whole world full of idols,
有一个人,
there's one
荣耀神向他显现,
that the glorious God revealed himself.
你想他一天到晚都在偶像中间,
you know that he was always surrounded by idols.
他怎么可能发现宇宙中只有一位神呢?
How could he discover this one God?
这个太不可能了。
It's impossible.
如果小孩子从小就说宇宙中没有神,
if a child from childhood there's no God,
等到大了他很难相信有神呢。
He will be very difficult to believe there's a God.
你从小相信所有的偶像都是神,
if you believe all the idols are gods,
你怎么会想到独一的真神才是神?
So how can you believe there's one true God?
但是你看见说,
but you see,
神第一个希伯来人那是亚伯拉罕。
The first Hebrew was Abraham.
结果他过了以弗拉底河。
So he crossed Euphrates.
所以从此有世界就远远地丢在他的背后。
So now the world is far behind him.
世界不能过到亚伯拉罕这边来。
So the world can no longer be on this side of Abraham. Now Euphrates has separated him.
所以他是第一个希伯来人。
He's the first Hebrew.
以色列人就是他的子孙。
Israel is his descendant.
但是不要忘记,
but don't forget,
我们也是从这个世界里面过来的。
We have also crossed the world.
我们受浸的时候, 我们也是过了河的。
When we go through baptism, we cross the river.
所以我们都是属灵的希伯来人。
We are spiritual Hebrews.
所以弟兄姊妹, 你如果仔细来比较这个创世纪和启示录的话,
if you carefully compare Genesis and Revelation,
我想很清楚的一幅图画,
I think you see a very clear picture.
所以你看见巴比伦怎么开始, 然后到了启示录巴比伦怎么灭亡。
You see how Babylon rose up, you also see how Babylon will fall down.
那你说巴比伦倾倒了, Babylon is falling and Babylon is falling.
Babylon has fallen.
所以给我们看见说，这个是最后这个巴比伦的启，最后给我们看见这个启示录的情形。
So this we see is the last situation in Revelation.
所以如果我们这样的比较的话，
so as we see this comparison,
你就知道敌基督是从哪里来的。
And you see where does the Antichrist come from?
那敌基督的背后有龙在那里，对不对？
We see there's a dragon behind Antichrist.
所以你看，宁禄的背后也是龙在背后的。
So behind Nimrod is also a dragon.
所以在整个巴比伦的背后，
so behind the whole Babylon,
你看见很明显。
It's very clear.
但是现在问题在这里，
so the question is,
等到亚伯拉罕过了以弗拉底河以后，
so by the time Abraham crosses Euphrates,
你看见那些撒旦就失去了他的 subject, 就失去了他的顺民。
So Satan lost one subject.
那么结果呢？后来你看，不光一个人过了河，好多人都过了河。
And not only one cross the river, many cross the river.
所以撒旦不会甘心的。
So Satan will not be happy.
他一定要想尽各种办法能够把亚伯拉罕把他拉回来的。
Satan must find all different ways to bring Abraham back.
所以虽然亚伯拉罕过了又发拉底了，但是神有一，但是撒旦有一天要把他拉回来的。
Even though Abraham crossed Euphrates, Satan is trying to pull him back.
为什么？
Why?
因为如果亚伯拉罕真的相信真神的话
Because if Abraham really believes in the true God,
如果将来很多人也是相信真神的话
and if many also believe in the true God,
不光撒旦失去了这些顺服他的人
will not Satan lose those who follow him,
而且他知道有一天这个撒旦的国站不住
he will also know thatSatan's kingdom cannot stand.
原因在什么地方
Why?
因为如果有一天真的有一些人跟随这一位神
If someday there's these people really follow the true God
那么这样的话你看这个世界你看这个世界的这个巴比 你看见这个魔鬼或者撒旦他时间 他慢慢就到了他的尽头就他的日子可以算得出来的了
That means that you can count the days for Satan.
所以你可以看得出来
So you can see,
撒旦有一个对头，有一个 enemy.
Satan has an enemy.
当然，我们的撒旦的对头就是神自己。
Then we know God is Satan.
但是这个撒旦的后裔，撒旦的跟随撒旦的人，当然就恨恶跟随神的那些。
So we know, of course, those follow God, Satan hates.
那么亚伯拉罕当然就代表这样的人。
So Abraham represents these people.
但是不要忘记
，But let's not forget.
你看见因着亚伯拉罕的缘故。
And because of Abraham,
亚伯拉罕真是以撒。
Abraham begot
以撒生雅各。
Isaac, Jacob.
然后呢，以色列国就起来了。
And then we have the whole nation of Israel.
然后有一个城叫做耶路撒冷。
Then there's a city called Jerusalem.
然后每年许多以色列人就到耶路撒冷去。
And then every year many go to the city of Jerusalem.
所以现在你看见吗？有两座城。
So now we see two cities.
本来只有一座城
Before there's only one city,
就是巴比伦
That was Babylon.
但是现在有一座城叫做耶路撒冷
Now there's another city called Jerusalem.
你看见巴比伦站在撒旦的这一边
We see a Babylon standing on the side of Satan.
你看拿这个耶路撒冷站在神的这一边
But Jerusalem standing on the side of God.
现在明白吗
So now you understand.
宇宙里面有两棵树
So in the universe there are two trees.
一个是生命树
One is a tree of life.
一个是知识善恶树
And then when does the tree of knowledge good evil?
你吃善恶树日子一定死。
If you eat the tree of knowledge good evil, you must die.
那么如果你吃这个生命树，就必定活着。
If you eat the tree of life, you must live.
有两座城。
There are two cities.
一个是耶路撒冷城。
One is the city of Jerusalem.
一个是巴比伦城。
And the other city of Jerusalem.
耶路撒冷城都是石头盖的 ，rocks 盖的，石头盖的。
Jerusalem was built by rocks.
但是巴比伦没有石头。
But there are no rocks.
那一座山也没有。
Not even a mountain.
所以他们用砖头来代替石头。
That's why they use bricks to represent.
所以砖头乃是 imitation, 乃是模仿石头。
To imitate the rock.
乃是 counterfeit, 乃是个假冒。
Counterfeit.
所以弟兄姊妹，你看见一个是耶路撒冷，一个是巴比伦。
One is Jerusalem, the other one is Babylon.
巴比伦要带盖一座塔，要爬到天上去。
Babylon builds a tower trying to reach the sky.
但是最后新耶路撒冷是从天降下来的。
But at the end, the new Jerusalem comes from heaven down to the earth.
宗教巴比伦所代表的叫努力努力，你才能够得着天堂。
So we see the
labor.
Religion is trying to labor itself, labor more and more.
一直得到天堂
Until gets to heaven.
但是呢什么叫耶路撒冷
And what is Jerusalem?
耶路撒冷乃是从天而降
Jerusalem comes down from heaven.
你什么都不需要做
There's nothing you can do.
不是人来寻找神
It is not man seeking God.
是神来寻找人
It's God seeking man.
人寻找神
Man seeking God.
这是宗教
It's religion.
神寻找人
God seeking man.
这是 gospel, 这是福音。
That's the gospel.
所以你看得非常非常的清楚。
So we see very clearly.
所以弟兄姊妹，你看见吗？现在又发拉亚伯拉罕过了又发拉底河。
Abraham crossed the Euphrates River.
这个不是简单的事。
It's not a small thing.
起头是一个人。
Before one person.
后来呢，他的后裔就像海边的沙那么多。
And later his descendants as numerous as the sand.
好像天上的星那么多。
As the stars in heaven.
那这个对撒旦构成威胁，你看见了
？So this
becomes a threat.
This becomes a threat to Satan.
所以他知道的很清楚。
So Satan knows very clearly.
如果他要救他自己的话
，If he wants to save himself.
所以他一定要在亚伯拉还没有很多子孙以前就把他拉回来。
He tries to pull them back before too many.
亚伯兰 不肯拉回来。
But Abraham will not go back.
亚伯兰他过了河，他怎么样都不回去。
There was no way Abraham will go back.
但是撒旦有办法。
But Satan has a way.
亚伯兰很厉害，不肯回去。
Abraham is very strong, will not go back.
但有一个人跟着他，那个人不行的。
But there's one who went with him, who not.
那个人是罗德。
And that was Lot.
他知道啊，今天呢，别人都不行，但罗德有办法。
Satan knew that,
罗德他有办法把他拿回来。
Lot, he could pull him back.
那怎么知道呢
？How do you know？
你记不记得后来不是有个战争是四王跟五王的战争吗
？So we see about that fight between the four kings versus the five kings.
那四王从哪里来的呢
？Where did four kings come from？
四王有一个就从什么？就从这个巴比伦来的嘛。
One four kings come from Babylon.
所以大概是巴比伦的伊朗啊那一带过来的。伊拉克、伊朗那带过来。
So that must be from Babylon, Iraq, Iran, the area.
所以他们是过了幼发拉底河，你明白吗
？So they're crossing Euphrates.
那么过了幼发拉底河，然后呢，跑了很远的路，到了死海附近。
So they went long ways to the Dead Sea.
那么当然，表面上呢，很可能啊，他们喜欢那个死海里面的一些宝藏，一些 chemicals.
So outwardly, maybe they're looking for chemicals there in the Dead Sea.
所以他们来打这个仗。
So they're fighting that war.
其实撒旦心中要的不是那个 chemicals.
But Satan was not looking for those chemicals.
他要的是罗德。所以你记得罗德不就被掳走了吗？你记得掳走要把他掳到哪里去啊？
Where was he taken?
要掳到幼发拉底去嘛？
Again to Euphrates.
你看这个罗德反正没有亮光的，就跟着叔叔乱走的，就是了。
So Lot was just following the uncle.
There's no light at all. 所以他就反正跟着走，他过幼发拉底，他也跟着过幼发拉底。
So Abraham crossed Euphrates, he just followed.
这很像今天的教友一样的，叫了他就来聚会，看或者在睡觉。你看你很多人就是马马虎虎的进去就这样子。你看。
So it's like those lukewarm Christians.
所以这个时候你看见这个法老。这个巴比伦的军队最容易把他拉回去。
So Pharaoh?
No, Babylon.
Babylon.
Yeah, that army from Babylon. Yeah, 你看这个四个王 ，the four kings 就可以把他拉回去嘛。
So the four kings will try to pull him back.
所以我们知道后来罗德是被掳掉了，是被掳走了。
So the Lot was taken back.
那么，但是呢，你知道亚伯拉罕爱罗德。
But Abraham loved Lot.
虽然罗德很对不起他。
So Lot was really did not offend him.
但是呢 ，hurt him. 但是呢，他还是爱他。
But Abraham still loved Lot.
他只带了多少人呢？只带了多少人？
三百。
三百多少？对，318个人。
So 318 people.
他去追赶这个四个王。
We're chasing after the king.
Four kings.
Four kings.
Yeah. 那么这个四个王呢，不要忘记哦。
So forget the four kings.
是个常胜将军，他一直打胜仗的。
It's always a winning.
而且可以从很远地方过来的。
They come from very far.
所以亚伯兰根本是鸡蛋去碰石头啊。
So it's like Abraham throwing eggs at them.
所以 at rock.
Rock.
Yeah, 是鸡蛋碰石头嘛。要怪。
Yeah. Rock versus the eggs.
所以在这种情况下，根本，所以你看，根本不是他们的对手，根本不是对手。
So they could not be a match in fighting.
所以你看见吗？撒旦要利用这个罗德，能把亚伯拉罕也顺便带回去。
So Satan was trying to get a Lot back.
结果没有想到亚伯拉罕打了胜仗。
But he could not realize that actually Abraham won the war.
结果神打发麦基洗德那个王去告诉亚伯拉罕。
So God sent King Melchizedek to tell Abraham.
你打胜仗不是你打胜仗。
You won the war not because you won.
因为神在背后。
That's because God was behind
you. 如果不是神在背后的话
，It's not God behind you.
你老早过去了，老早到那边去。
You would have gone back.
因为如果你不是他的对手，到时候一定回到那边去。
Because you're not a match, you would have gone back.
弟兄姊妹，一直到今天
，Brothers and sisters, until now,
我们蒙恩得救以后
，We were saved by grace.
你看撒旦做同样的事情发生。
Satan is trying to do the same thing.
所以你看见吗
So you see.
在这里很戏剧，在这个时候
So now.
耶路撒冷王出现了
Abraham, the king of Salem, Jerusalem came up.
为什么因为背后事实上那个对敌呢是巴比伦跟耶路撒冷的对敌
Because at the end you see it's really the war between Jerusalem and Babylon
神在麦基洗德的背后
So behind Melchizedek God
麦基洗德在亚伯拉罕的背后
And then Melchizedek behind Abraham
所以你看这是为什么亚伯拉罕打胜仗你看
So how, that's how Abraham won the war
所以很明显是两个 camps
So we see two camps.
一个是巴比伦，一个是耶路撒冷。
One is Babylon, the other is Jerusalem.
弟兄姊妹
Francis,
这个 conflict,
this conflict
是个 A, 是个 E, 是古老的，一直到现在。
Is the battle of the ages.
到了最后，启示录就是这么一回事。
To the very end in Revelation.
所以弟兄姊妹，你现在看得很清楚。
So now we see very clearly.
现在你就晓得为什么，你就能够明白启示录的故事是怎样的。
So now you see and understand the story in the Revelation.
我想我们今天时间已经没有了。
I think our time is up.
我们不能再继续下去。
We're not continuing.
我们下一次，我们下一次是指着，过了两个礼拜以后。
So next time after 2 weeks.
我们要回来，我们要继续的来看这件事。
When we come back, we'll see this matter again.
所以我们要懂得启示录，一定要懂得创世纪。
So if you want to see a revelation, you have to understand a Genesis.
我们现在是用 Alpha 来解释 Omega.
We use Alpha to explain Omega.
用创世纪来解释启示。
Using Genesis to explain Genesis.
那这样我们对启示录才会有真实的认识。
Then we have a true understanding of
Revelation. 我们对于许多属灵的事才会看得很清楚。
Then we'll be able to see the spiritual things more clearly.
否则我们不清楚的，糊里糊涂的。
Otherwise we'll be confused.
我相信我们这样看过以后，应该是很容易清楚。
I think we see this will be very clear.
但是整本的创世纪就是来像一把钥匙一样，要把启示录解开。
So the whole book of Genesis is like a key to Revelation.
我想我们今天就说到这里。
So today we'll stop here.
我们低头一些祷告。
We just have a prayer.
主啊，我们感谢你。
Lord, we just thank you.
你把这些话给了我们。
You have given these words to us.
我们谢谢你。
We give you thanks.
但愿你开我们的眼睛。
We pray you open our eyes.
让我们明白你是 Alpha 也是 Omega.
That we may understand you are the Alpha and the Omega.
是你写了创世纪，也是你写了启示。
You are the one who has written both the Revelations and Genesis.
是你告诉我们这个宇宙怎么开始。
You have told us how the world began.
你也告诉我们宇宙怎么结束。
And how the universe will end.
我们感谢你。
We give you thanks.
是你把这个启示 Revelation 给了我们。
As you has given us this revelation,
我们不能不向你敬拜。
Now we cannot but worship you.
我们把荣耀都归给你。
We give you all the glory.
靠主耶稣基督可爱的。
And we just pray in your precious name.
Amen. Amen.